Well, Declan, it'll be good to get back to league football this week. We topped the Fin Harps. Your thoughts on
Absolutely,
that?
it seems a lifetime since the Cork game. So obviously last week's game being off was, the boys being away in Europe, we organised the game in Larne. It was a fantastic game for us, and we were able to get minutes on the people's legs. This also gave us the opportunity to get the likes of Jack Malone and Walter Figueroa back into the fold. So we go on that way. A very strong squad. Ali Gilchrist got good news at the tail end of last week and has resumed a light bit of training at the minute. So, everybody's raring to go. It's a game that, when the fixtures come out, I think a lot of Derry players look at it and look forward to it. But, it's going to be unusual. It's going to be unusual that the atmosphere is not going to be what it normally is. And, hopefully it's not long that the crowds are back at games. But for us, it's about 3 points. It's about being focused. It's about being determined that we have to deal with an aerial threat that no doubt Fin Harps will bring. Fin Harps are playing relatively well. I've seen them at first hand during the week, and really were unlucky not to get something in Sligo. So it's a game we're really looking forward to. It was great to have Owen Toole and Jake Dunwoody and Nathan back on this week on the back of their European adventure with the under-21. So a game we're really looking forward to.
Of course, Harps haven't got off to the best of starts of the season, Declan. And as you say, they had hard luck maybe not to come away with one against Sligo. But, does players look at it differently? Do you try to get their mindset away from this team's not playing well, this should be a banker?
No, listen, there's no bankers in this league this year, and we certainly won't be expecting an easy game. It's the league this year is not like that. You've seen yourself, there's so many games that, people are looking at results and going, where's that coming out of? But we got to focus on ourselves. We got to make sure we play to our capabilities. We got to make sure that our mental preparation, our physical preparation is right. We got to go there with the right mindset and know that it's going to be an extremely difficult game. But the one thing that we have over recent weeks, I think we've been playing quite well. I think, we've been creating a lot of opportunities. We played very well against Cork. Dug out a one down in Drogheda in very difficult circumstances on the back of the European game, scoring 2 goals away in Europe. But again, look, we went to Larne the other night and had a good performance. So, look, the players are all jumping at the bit to get games. The games are going to come thick and fast. It's going to be Sunday, Friday this week, and we got to just put all our focus on going to Balbuffet, making sure that we leave everything on the pitch. And when we get off that pitch at quarter to seven, that there's absolutely no regrets.
Of course, there's players on the team who knows how important this is for local bragging rights, but there's players coming into Northwest Derby for the first time. How do you tell Emmons how important this is to the locals here in the city? How do you get their
Well,
heads
I think
focused on
first
it?
and foremost, it works for both teams. I think Fin Harps are players that are going to be playing in the Northwest Derby for the first time. We've already spoke to our players about the importance of these games, about what our supporters look forward to these games. People are going to be watching online. But look, it really becomes down to a mindset. It becomes down to us if we're focused. It becomes down to who turns up on the day, who's willing to go the extra yard, who's willing to put their head on things whenever going's getting tough, and who's willing to be calm enough and possessing the ball. So look, we've a lot of technically very gifted players. We've players like Owen Toole, who's been outstanding over the course of this year, and Darren Cole, over coming back in and really fitting back into the setup. So look, we're really looking forward to the game. I think, you can look at all the different avenues that might result in performance, but ultimately it's about who performs the best on the day and making sure that when you come off that pitch that there's absolutely no regrets, that you've emptied your tank and you've put everything out there.
You've seen your good news this week about Ali. Have you any other injury doubts for going into the game, or have you a full squad?
No, full squad apart from Ali. As I say, having Walter and Jack Malone back, who were a loss to us in the European game, really lost to us. Walter's been fantastic this year. He's popped up with some really important goals and really good goals. Jack Malone's a real driving force within the group now. He's really emerged as a top young player. And to have them back into the squad will be a big plus for us.
Thank you, Darren.